et manifestez votre intérêt dès maintenant sur jecontribuecovid19.gouv.qc.ca. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
L'antenne de l'air du diable, CKUT 90,3, avec la compositrice Constance Demby.
Hello.
Hello, Constance.
Hello, hello. All right. I've got my coffee and I'm in front of my computer because as I looked at this particular page, which was album, and I scrolled down and I scrolled down and I scrolled down, and what I found is one of the most lovely things I've ever received, because they all say it's the Mozart Requiem of the New Age. Bach, Mozart, Mendelssohn, Rachmaninoff, Wagner, and Puccini, stand aside. The final moments of Monte. It just goes on and on and on about, you know, people who are, you know, like reviews. And they talk all about Beethoven, the Ninth Symphony, Handel, Mozart. I haven't looked at this for so long, and I'm just thrilled when I read it.
Yes.
Because that's how my and there's Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky, Bruckner, Bach-like, Vivaldi.
When you look at this list of composers that critics compare to you, which composer on that list you would prefer, maybe? What is your favorite one?
Yeah. All of them.
Vous êtes toujours avec la compositrice Constance Demby à l'émission L'air du Yarble, CKUT FM 90,3, Montréal.
I started actually my first public performance, I was 12 years old.
Wow, that's early.
Yeah, Susan, very early.
Yeah.
Well, my mother was a, she used to sing in the choir. And she could see that I had talent because she brought home a Steinway, an upright Steinway, you know, just an upright one, not a big one. And I started at 8 years old to learn how to do my piano. And then at 12 years old was my first public performance. And from then on, it went, it just goes forever and ever. And my whole life is my music.
This concert, when you were 12 years old, what kind of music was it?
Everything was piano.
Mm-hmm. More classical?
Piano. You know, you can't, I'm not playing Bach, Mozart, or Mendelssohn. I'm playing the classics. And my teacher, Mrs. Young, who was very old, she and I played at the end of the concert. We had two huge Steinway pianos, and we both played at the same time. And people just roared when I stood up, and they said, "Oh my God!" You know, everybody just loved it, and it went on from there. And then I've toured all over the world with my music.
toujours à l'antenne de l'air du Yable, CKUT 90,3, avec la compositrice Constance Demby.
So your first release was Skies Above Skies in 1978.
Skies Above Skies, yeah. Yeah, that was the very first one.
This is this have a lot in common with classical music, but it's also different. It's music from our times,
yeah.
And it's your music.
Yeah.
What for you is the difference as a composer? How do you position your work in this timeline?
I would say, it's classical. But it's not just classical, because when I start to compose, something comes into me that I don't even know what it is until I kind of finish, part of a song. Then I'll go back and I'll listen to it and I'll sit in the room and just sit and listen and go, I find myself saying, how did I do that?
Hmm.
Because when you're creating music, you have several different layers. You go from one thing. It's not just one thing. You have 5, 6, 7, 10 layers,
mm-hmm.
12 layers, 20 layers, however layers it is. I'm looking at them all now. And when you finish it and you put it all together and then you put it all into a compact disc, and there it is.
Well, you know, it's an honor. It's an honor to speak to you because I've been listening to your music since probably 1983. Where I discovered Sacred Space Music when it was aired on the radio of Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and I was just stunned by this music. First, the use of the instrument, which is, I'm not sure if it's a dulcimer. You may clarify that.
Oh, the dulcimer.
Yeah.
Yes. Now which was the first one you heard? Tell me again.
Sacred Space Music. Sacred Space Music.
Let me go up and down.
And you use, in that piece, you use the dulcimer and your voice, among other things, but like bells and synthesizers too. But I was totally transported by this music, and I would like listen to it over and over again.
Yeah, that was before I started getting into a whole different way of creating music. But this was the gateway to the sacred space, special quality, yeah. Oh, and that was, I remember now, it was the dulcimer.
Exactly.
The dulcimer.
Yeah, the dulcimer is very important.
I'm walking into the other room to see my dulcimer, and it's really big. Now, another thing I don't know if you know about, and I don't even think it's on my... I created an instrument called the Sonic Steel Space Bass. It's 10 feet long, and it's an incredible instrument, and I was not able to get that onto the website, so it's just another thing that I do, which is I also sculpt and paint and create. So I was given many, many ways of bringing my music to the people of Earth, and the Sonic Steel Space Bass was a whole other way, and that one puts people into very, very, very deep trance.
Yeah, I think there might be something on your website. It's a big instrument you play with a bow, and it's a
big... Yes, that's it.
Is something on your website, and you play in the Disney Theater in L.A., I think. And there's a picture of you on that, yeah. And
that picture, when people see it, they go, oh, my God, because they're shocked. They go, what is that? What does it sound like? When can I see it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
So I'm also a sculptor, so God gave me many, many talents. You know, something happened a few years ago where, how can I say this? Something occurred, and I lost my interest for a while. Hmm. On about composing, because I'd been composing and doing music ever since I was 8 years old, and now I'm much older, and I don't feel like I have to do anything with music.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then I'll turn it on and I'll play something and I'll go, well, you know, maybe I'll do something, maybe not, and usually maybe not, because I feel done. I feel like I'm done. And that's okay with me. I might start up again, but it's not necessary. Because, you know, people have been creating, people have been using my music and buying it for a long time. So I don't know what else to say about that. So no, I'm not composing now, but maybe I will be later. We'll see.
And... are you still playing sometimes acoustic instruments, like the dulcimer? You still own it? You still have it?
Oh, the hammer dulcimer, yeah. Okay, let me go into the other room now just so I can see the different things. Oh, the Sonic Steel Space Bass is amazing. You've got to give that some really good... let me try this. Let me see what happens when I do this. Can you hear that?
Wow.
I'm going to put this down. Okay, how shall I do this? Oh, I see how I could do this. Okay, I don't know how I'm going to do this. How shall I do this? Okay, I'm going to play for about a minute or two with the big bows and the big, this big, huge 10-foot-long sheet of steel. And let's see if you can hear it, okay?
Okay.
So I'll come right back to you. Hold on.
Yes, yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is a vibratory tonal attunement using sound, color, light, intention, and the long, low standing waves and deep subsonic frequencies of the space base. As we travel through the chakras, we'll use a simple basic structure, the seven colors of the spectrum, and the seven notes of the musical scale to clear, attune, and expand the potential of the chakra energy centers. Relax and get comfortable. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and allow the tones to enter your embodiment. This chakra is red. The issues are survival, fear, trust. The chakra grounds the spirit in the material world. Allow issues to come up with that beautiful red color. Thank you. white light. Allow the red, brilliant pastel red, bathe the
flavor of it.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. It sounds to me also something closer to modern classical music, like Stockhausen and contemporary music. You know, it's closer because of the sound and the way it's.
The sound on this, and it's almost like I didn't really know what I was doing until because I used to sculpt also. I always used to make things out of metal. And this came through in several. It took quite a bunch of time for me to get it to this. God, I wish that dog would shut up. Wait a minute, just a minute. Quiet. That's the neighbor. It's quite long. I think it's 8 or 10 feet long, and then there's all of the. Yeah, it's my favorite, actually, it's really my favorite instrument to play because it puts you into a very deep state. And people lie down on the floor sometimes when I get that all put together here in my home. They lie down and we go through the chakras, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, we go through A, B, C, D, E, whatever. And people, when I finish, I look at everybody, and some of them are asleep, and others are just absolutely, you know, they can't even move. So it's a very deeply healing instrument because the sound itself goes right into your body. It's my favorite instrument, actually.
What was the process for you to create this instrument? When you started, were you already thinking of the healing?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now
I
have to go back.
Yeah.
Let me take myself back to, where was that? Oh, I was sculpting I started to, let me get it right now. Oh, I had some sheets of steel that I was playing with, and I was, you know, sculpting that, putting, having fun with it, you know, and I really didn't know quite what I was doing yet until I got this huge, huge piece of steel from some sort of a yard, wherever it was, and I brought that home, and then I had to get all of these. Okay. I haven't had to do this to describe the space base, but you've seen it. it on the internet, so you don't. I don't have to show you what it looks like. It's right there on the internet.
Yeah.
So you can see that, and then you can imagine myself playing all those fourths, fifths, sixths, all the different ways that you can play the instruments. So, yeah.
When you started, did you have in mind that it would be a healing instrument, or you discovered...
Oh, no, everything I do is always a surprise. I don't plan anything. I receive. Sometimes I'm just fooling around, and something will happen, like an accident or whatever, and I go, oh, my God, what was that? So I receive. I don't make these things up. I receive, and then I get. I understand how it's going, and I continue, and I change this and put that there, do that, and then, all the things that you do to make music.